with the Business Bunker.
Welcome to the Business Bunker Show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, December the 6th. You are listening to me, Paul Andrews, and my gorgeous, gorgeous co-presenter. Shall I do this or not?
Oh, you must if you no, must, if you must.
No, I won't. It's the lovely Amanda Flanders.
He still did it wrong. Going to make you suffer.
Flanders. Flanders. It's Flanders.
Thank
I've
you.
Been told off for mispronouncing her name. It's Amanda. And then, of course, being me, I've not just called her Amanda Flanders. I've made up lots of silly names instead.
Well, you know what it was, okay? A little while ago, Denise, our lovely Denise Wilton, who is an avid follower and friend, and she changed her tweet handle because you kept on pronouncing her name wrong.
She did.
So it's Denise. And I thought, you know what, I've taken it for too long, and I know he keeps on calling me the wrong name, so no. Today, he's got to pronounce it correctly.
Flanders.
Flanders.
After the field in Belgium.
Absolutely.
Flanders.
Thank you.
Is that where the name came from? Where's the name came from?
It's from the field in Flanders.
Is it? Right. Yeah. You're a poppy.
Well.
She's a poppy.
I've been called worse.
You're lovely. Anyway, Amanda Flanders is co-hosting the show today. I'm very grateful we are too.
Thank you,
it's
Paul.
Always lovely to have Amanda here with us, and we're very pleased to have you. Of course, we've got a packed lineup of guests in the studio today. I'm not going to introduce them now. We'll introduce them as we go along. We've also got a guest joining us on the telephone, so packed lineup as always. But of course, this is the show for you, the people out there in business land, and we'd love to hear from you. And you can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. You can indeed telephone me on 01233 220035. That's Ashford, 01233 220035. And you can call me as long as you're not Mikey T or Bird, because they have a habit of calling while I'm on air, even though Bird is sat next to me.
She did it once, Paul.
She did it once, yeah.
Once she did it.
Yeah.
Once.
And I'm just making sure she doesn't do it again. But you can call us on 01233 220035, or you can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to get hold of us, without dropping your phone, Fiona, the easiest way to get hold of us is to tweet me.
Who brought her? Who invited her?
Yeah.
It's to tweet. Where did you come from?
Yeah. Tweet me at VanillaWeb, and if you would kindly use the hashtag BeBunker, I would be ever so grateful. Thank you. And you're likely to get your tweet seen then as well. Because we have, in fact, had 9,873,756,000,000 tweets.
You know what? I am not surprised. No. There's been a bit of Twitter activity going on the last week.
It has been a bit manic,
it's been quite
it?
Active out there. Mm. He's active. And, you know, Mike has followed, in fact, started up a Twitter account, haven't you?
Yeah.
So that you can keep up with what's going on.
Mike tweeted.
Absolutely.
He tweeted. Yeah,
you got on there, you tweeted, and you now have 14 followers.
Yeah.
I know, it's huge.
It's fantastic. It's amazing.
Well, you know, that's good. He only started yesterday.
I know. You know what? Once you're in, you can never get
once
out.
Once you're in, you can't get away.
No.
You're trapped now, Mike. You're trapped in a parallel universe of Twitter.
I've arrived, Paul.
You have indeed. Yeah. You have indeed. So we got lots for you today. And I think, Amanda, if you're ready...
No, I'm not.
We'll start... Oh, you're not?
No, I am. I'm joking.
You're playing with your tablet, aren't you?
No.
What are you doing? You're doing more selfies?
Yeah.
Amanda's a selfie queen. She does take a mean selfie.
I do. She
took a selfie of were we in the Tunnel of Love when you took that?
We were not in the Tunnel of Love, no.
That must have been me, just wishful thinking.
Yeah,
there.
That was in your dream.
Yeah. Bird is looking at me all quizzically. We were at an event at the Ashford International Hotel, and the hotel had turned the main corridor into this white winter wonderland
it
thing.
It was
the
grotto selfie.
Yeah.
It
was the whole
beautiful.
Grotto, but everybody kept calling it the Tunnel of Love.
No, everybody, as in you.
You.
Yeah, that, yeah, fairly much. Yeah.
Paul was hoping to get lucky in the Tunnel of Love.
I got loads of selfies in the Tunnel of Love, don't you worry. Yeah. Anyway, behave. Anyway, Amanda took a selfie of Amanda and I but at the event, but not in the Winter Wonderland.
No, we didn't think of that. We should have done it in the event.
And she put it on Instagram, and then... She is known as the selfie queen, but she even surpassed herself. And she put on under the photograph, do you know what? This is a really good photo.
I was impressed. Not the normal blur that goes on. You're doing
exactly.
It fast.
So, cool.
So anyway, where were we?
You were going to read an email.
I am. I have an email from the fabulous Anwyn Cooper from Get Fruitful Marketing.
All right.
So coming up this Friday, she's hosting an event. It's the 2017 Game Plan for Growth Brunch. Anwyn is a marketing expert and she is hosting a brunch. She invites you to come along. She's actually launching her book now. Her book is ready, her playbook, which is a fantastic guide for people, helping them to build their marketing strategy. She has the lovely Jane Ollis, who is the chair of the IOD Kent and Sales Marketing Director.
I had a photo of Jane and me in the Tunnel of Love.
Did you?
Yeah.
Jane, we want to see that, please, on Twitter. In fact, we should get a Twitter thing going. Who can put as many photos of Paul, selfies with Paul, in the Tunnel of Love up by the end of the show, please?
Exactly.
Anyway, Anwyn's event is on Friday. It's at Barham Court in Teesdon. It's got a great morning for you. It's a brunch. We've got speaking from, I say we because I'm helping organise this for Anwyn. It's going to be a great event. And she's also going to help you set your 2017 game plan for growth, helping you get your marketing strategy in place so you can have a really fruitful 2017.
Oh, I like that. Did you see what she did there? A really fruitful.
Really fruitful.
That was product placement and everything.
It was.
Eh? How professional.
It's like I've done this before.
Absolutely. Fantastic.
And there's obviously networking and there will be a bit of fruit art going on.
Fruit art?
Yes. At Anwyn's last events, I created some fruit art for her, which was a tower of carved apples. And this time we have a little bit more interesting fruit going on.
You carved a tower of apples?
I did.
Did you?
Did you not see the picture?
I don't think so.
I don't recall it.
Yeah. I saw you walking out of the conference the other day with a big...
crate of apples.
big crate of apples.
That is to create my art.
Ah, right. Okay. Yeah, I like it.
Anyway, if anyone's interested in going... There are places still available. It's Friday morning, 9:45 till 12:30. 12:30. Fiona's going to be there. It's going to be worth being.
Hey, you've got Bird's accent rubbing off on you. It's 12:30. It's 12:30 today. It is.
Go onto Eventbrite and put in 2017 game plan for growth. Or easiest thing to probably do is visit Anwyn on Twitter, which is at GetFruitfulNow. And get the details. We look forward to seeing you on Friday. It's going to be a great event.
Fantastic. Thanks for that, Amanda.
You're welcome.
Look, I want to follow up with this. Last week, the Heating Hub started off a cat competition.
I love the picture. Yeah. I love it. I've seen it.
Well, they've sent me a very long message on Twitter that says, following the huge interest from last week's show in which Jo Dodds sent in her entry, and I think that was it.
Oh.
We've decided to open up the competition because if you remember, or even if you don't, the competition was send a picture of your cat as long as it was a particular type of cat. And Joe is the only one that had that particular type of cat. So now the Heating Hub have opened the entry up to all cats. And there's a fourth category as well. However,
a category.
Did you get it? Did you get it? Yeah.
Fiona got it.
Well done, Fiona. However, we have also had some bunny entrants. Yeah. But we've had to decline those owing to the negative message of bunnies and boilers in the same tweets. Okay. The competition is open until the 16th of December, so there's plenty of time to send us your pussy pictures. Stop it, will you?
I was trying to be serious.
There's plenty of time to send us your pictures, preferably of real-life cats and not stuffed toys, and we would love you to shout this out again. For at the Heating Hub, that's their Twitter handle, and their Facebook page is Heating Hub. So do put your pictures of live cats on Twitter and tag in the Heating Hub for their competition, please.
Pictures of... No, I got it of you.
I'm saying no more. This is just...
Moving on.
We've only been on the air 10 minutes and we've already lost control of the entire show.
It's all gone.
It's all gone, Pete Tong. It's
completely.
All gone downhill and everything. Yeah, it's not good.
It's not good.
So, Amanda, I'll tell you what. Have you found a tweet yet?
Yeah,
because I did notice that you put out a message saying that this was a dig that she had at me. She said, if you do want to shout out, you could ask me, Amanda, because Paul quite often misses quite a few of them. Which is true.
Yeah, but that's probably a bit unfair because you are quite good. You are quite good.
I do miss a few every week, though, because we do have trillions.
Exactly. It's hard to get through so many in such a short period of time.
Exactly.
So I have one from Fruit Bowl Media.
Right.
It says, hi, butterflies and villa. Can we have a business bunker shout out, please? We design cool websites for your businesses. That's at Fruit Bowl Media.
Fantastic.
Fabulous.
Thank you for that. While you're looking for another one, I'll read one. Holcomb Health Clinic, Vanilla Web Business Bunker, please may we have a shout out for our physiotherapy, reflexology, sports therapy and nutritional clinic in Rochester, TAR. So that's Holcomb Health Clinic, and their Twitter handle is Holcomb Health, and that's spelled HOLCOMBEHEALTH, Holcomb Health. Do give them a follow on Le Twitter, TAR.
I have to do this one. Saucy Food Times is out.
Saucy Food
Times. Saucy Food Times. This is from Must Chup.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Must Chup.
Must Chup. M-U-S-T-C-H-U-P.
Yeah.
And this just said, have a delicious day.
Let me tell you about Must Chup.
Yes.
It's a condiment. It's a ketchup that is part tomato ketchup and part mustard. Get it? Must Chup. It's actually quite nice. You could put it straight on hot dogs, yeah. Or anything else that you choose. On your bubble and squeak. What's she laughing at? She's got the giggles now. This is Fiona. Dear. She's got the giggles. She's really got the giggles now.
You can mute her mic, can't you?
Sorry?
You can mute her mic, can't you?
I can turn her mic off if she gets too
just
much.
Checking.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we have a tweet here from the lovely Denise Wilton. Hi, Denise. She gave a big buzz. Big bust.
she said it, not me.
It's all gone a little bit crazy here today in the studio. Big business bunker shout out needed for the SSB. Turn off my mic. Okay, composed.
It's like reading Sun headlines now, isn't it? Yeah. Big busty bird.
FSB, Dementia Friends, Session 8. No,
it's on December the 8th, darling. It's on December the 8th.
Oh, it's all gone to pot. So I do apologise, listeners. Okay, let's start again, shall we? Okay, the big...
She's got the giggles now as well. There's a dementia. Shall I do it?
I know
this off the top of my head anyway. There's a dementia workshop being run by Denise Wilton in conjunction with the Federation of Small Business, and it's taking place this Thursday, the 8th.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, the 8th of December. And I can't remember where.
It's at the Innovation Centre.
It's at the Innovation Centre Medway.
12,
yeah. Fantastic. Thank you for doing that.
That's okay. Did anybody get that message there? You can book for that on Eventbrite, by the way, if you'd like to look for that.
We've had a tweet from sometime co-presenter of this show, the lovely Jules Serkin, who's just tweeted a picture of some penguins.
Oh, penguins.
But she has, to be fair, she's tweeted a picture of some penguins holding a business bunker cool bag.
Of course.
Because she is in South Africa at the moment, in Cape Town. Hence the penguins.
Excellent.
Yeah. Are you in a fit state to do another one,
Amanda?
Have
you seen this one from Marcus Christostomou? Sorry, Marcus. But he's got a picture of Paul not in the tunnel of love.
What is it a picture of? Just me?
It's a picture of you at the conference. But have a look, people. Go onto the Business Bunker. It's good. I like it. Right, Dee Stringer is listening today. Hi, Dee. Dee Stringer 1 on the Twitter handle.
We've had a tweet from Gemma Fairclough Hayes, and she's Gemma Fair Hay on the Twitter. And she's asking for a shout-out for an event she's got. And she's given me an Eventbrite link. Let me just see if I can quickly click on it and see what it is.
So she's doing an event. I should know the details because I'm helping.
It's about staff sickness and employment law.
It is employment law.
And it's taking place on the 24th of January.
Yeah, at the St. George Hotel in Chatham.
At 9:30.
It's 9:30 to 3. It's an all-day event. There's going to be some great advice for people with regards to employment law, employing people, and what to do with regards to employment sickness. You know, employing people is a whole minefield, and I think it's really important that you know the ins and outs of the law, and Gemma's fantastic with that. So, yeah, that event's on the 24th of January. It's going to be a great event.
Do you know what we're going to do now? We're going to play some cheesy tunage. We're going to play some cheesy tunage and get our first guest on the phone. So have a listen to this. See if you can work out who our guest is going to be.
Rift Accounting. Safety in numbers. RiftAccounting.com.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Do you need suppliers you can trust for your Kent business? Get a quote today at supplymybusiness.co.uk.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show. I've now got our first guest on the phone. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker for the very first time Mr. Kevin Pickering of the Prince's Trust. Good afternoon, Kevin.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, how
are
you?
Nice to be here.
Yeah, it's great to hear from you. Thank you so much for joining us. We're really pleased that you could join us. For those that don't know, I'm sure there aren't many people that don't know, but it's always worth just reiterating these things. Tell us a little bit about the Prince's Trust and what it is that you guys do.
Yes, of course. I mean, the Prince's Trust, we're in our 40th year, actually, of supporting young people, and that's right across the UK. We also have an international branch now that we're starting to build up, but predominantly our business and our support and our focus is within the UK. And, since 1976, we've supported a little over 825,000 young people.
Say that again. How many?
825,000 young people.
Wow,
since 1976. Yeah.
Wow, that's really impressive. I'd just round that up to a million myself.
Well, actually, our target for the next... That's what, funny you say that, because our target for the next 10 years is to support a million young people.
Wow, OK.
Which is ambitious, but we're all sort of focused on...
So is that another million or hitting the million mark? Another
million young people, which is ambitious, I know, but we've got a fantastic team, which is predominantly made up of volunteers. And if I give you the ratio, for every one person that the Prince's Trust employ, there's approximately six volunteers.
Wow, okay.
So we really are a volunteer-led, if you will, organisation and a fantastic team we've got of volunteers.
Okay, just while we're talking about that, what's the kind of background of the average volunteer with the Trust?
We have different programs. Some volunteers will go towards what's called a progression mentor, and they'll provide sort of a general mentoring support, so they'll guide them along, and they'll look at CVs, they'll help them with interview techniques, we'll job search with them. And in that respect, that is just someone that's got a compassionate view and an open mind.
Right. Okay.
It really has. We don't have a wish list there. But when we move towards business, then we have an enterprise program of young people who want to start businesses, and a great program we're running in Kent as well. They will have to have some business background. They'll have to understand the rudimentaries of business guidelines like balance sheets, cash flow, that sort of thing.
Sure. Okay, cool. I'd like to talk to you about that because it's one of my big passions as well. I'm a businessman and an entrepreneur and an angel investor. I invest in startup businesses. So I'm really interested in your enterprise program. Can you tell us a little bit about that, the enterprise program in Kent?
Yeah, I can. And like you, I ran businesses internationally and also locally and in Europe and came to the Trust as a volunteer and then found an opportunity to be part of the program, which I really, really enjoy. And the enterprise program, which I'm focused on, is it takes young people that have got an idea and they've got a passion to want to grow this idea into a business that they can earn money. And they come to us for guidance. We take them on a workshop program of 4 days, which is quite immersive. And then after that, we give them a next step mentor who guides them through certain parts of their business planning, which they then passed on to a business mentor who guides them for the next 2.5-3 years through to their business conclusion and builds it up from there and all the obstacles they get in the way. So it's a very steep learning curve for them, but it's an area that is fantastic because these young people say, look, I don't want to draw money. I don't want to be beholden to anyone, and I want to try and make it on my own and good for them.
Absolutely, and bootstrapping, as most of us that have been in business know, is kind of the best way to do it if you can pull it off because, as you quite rightly say, you're not beholden to anyone.
It's true. We also, though, one of the passions I've got, as like you, I started a number of businesses up in my time. In fact, I tell people I was, from the age of 24, I was unemployable because I thought I knew it all, so that's why I had to figure out how to start my own business. But I tell these young people, you know, you're going to have all these plans, but the reality is you have to be a face-to-face person. People buy from people,
exactly.
Especially when you're starting a business from scratch. So we take them on a really good journey of using the local business exhibition events that run across Kent. And so what we tend to do with them there is we actually give them a whole program of, okay, you're going to go to an exhibition, where you're going to have to prepare for this, you're going to have a banner, you're going to have an elevator pitch, you're going to have to present your products or wares or services. And they get really drilled into the whole ethos of that's how you actually have to present yourself. And then they've got to turn up at the exhibition stand at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Right, okay.
They've got to set up, and then after an hour of setting up, they're taken through a whole range of things by myself, and I'll put them in a group, and I'll ask each one to give me their elevator pitch. We'll take them on a networking masterclass within the exhibition. They have to go around and network that way, so they really have to learn how to actually sell themselves to grow their business.
Absolutely. I'm loving that because, of course, that is where it needs to be. They're in the white heat of actually doing it. It's not theory. It's not classroom. It's practical, pragmatic, down there doing it and gaining experience out of doing it. I really love that.
Well, we've been doing it just over a year, and we approached Best Business Events with this idea, Carol Black from Best Business Events, and I just pitched her on this and say, look, I've got a number of young people. They haven't got a farthing to rub together, but they're keen to do this. Is there any way we can get them into the exhibition with some support from yourself? And I didn't have to say much more than that. Carol said, of course, let's do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so since then, in their events, we've had, well, it's just under 24 businesses have exhibited. And and Paul, I can tell you right now that, like, most of them, in fact, 90% of them have grown as a consequence of that. They've all had context. They've all learned how to actually position and present themselves as a business. And that is, as you said earlier, I think valuable.
Absolutely.
You know, the theoretical side is one thing, and the balance sheets, the cash flows, and we all need those. But the reality is you've got to get up there and you've got to stand in front of someone and you've got to present your idea and you've got to convince them.
Absolutely.
And that's what an exhibition does. And that's, so it's been a fantastic journey in that regard, and we're going to continue on that journey with the Grow Kent exhibitions that are coming next year, which is also fantastic for
us.
Yeah, it's a really, really exciting time.
Yeah, fantastic. I love the work that you're doing. I love the fact that you've set yourself ambitious targets. It is a big thing these days. We've created 1.8 million new businesses over the last couple of years, and that's going to continue, and it's certainly going to continue with the help of an organisation like the Prince's Trust. And we really do appreciate what you're doing because, one, it's helping young people find their way in the world, but, two, it's creating the future for us. A lot of those young people are going to start businesses that are eventually going to hire other people. And that's really how this whole thing works. And all power to you. And we look forward.
Yeah, no, it has been. It's a good journey for us. But as I said earlier, without our fantastic volunteers, we wouldn't achieve any of this. So, yeah, we're an enabler, but our volunteers are the ones that actually deliver. And good on them for that.
Absolutely. And it's one of my pet things about where we are now in the 21st century in business. It's now about collaboration. You know, years ago, it all used to be about competition, and now it's not. Now it's about collaboration. It's about helping each other. It's about doing things for each other to build the general business community, and that's...
Right, and the power of networking. I mean, just literally walking up to someone and introducing themselves. I mean, these young people, just most of them don't understand how to do that, and a lot of them don't want to do that.
Yeah,
so
sure.
Taking them down that journey has been... I mean, it's just amazing when you see the light bulb moment come on, when they go, you know what, I can do this.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's pretty cool. And, you know, you and I have both probably taken that. I mean, I remember very early on. And you just have to do it. And the more you do that, the better you become in it, the more confident you become.
Absolutely.
Their self-esteem grows. Their shoulders, they go back. They feel more empowered. And that just shows through how they present themselves.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. It's absolutely fantastic. Look, Kevin, we could talk about this forever. Sadly, we're running out of time. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. We look forward to meeting you, your volunteers, and more importantly, your young people with their businesses at one of the business exhibitions next year, or in fact, many of the business exhibitions next year, and helping them along with their networking and their growth of their businesses.
Well, Paul, thanks for having me on and letting me showcase a snapshot of what we do. And if people want to know more, just go to our website. If I can shout that out.
Yeah, of course you can. Yeah, of course you can.
It's www.princess-trust.org.uk, and that can tell you all the programs we run, and if people are interested, they just click a little box, and that'll bring out a form that they can fill out if they're interested in volunteering. Do have a look.
Fantastic. There is a link to that on the Kent Business Radio website as well, and that link will stay there. So if you want to go through to the Princess Trust website, click on the link there. And you'll go straight through to their website. Kevin, thank you so much for joining us on the Bunker Show. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. All power to what you're doing, and Merry Christmas.
And to you and all your listeners. And Paul, thanks for having us.
Pleasure. Talk to you again
soon.
Take care.
Take
now.
All right. Bye-bye.
That's Kevin Pickering there from the Prince's Trust.
They do amazing work, isn't it?
Yeah, it's brilliant stuff.
What's the ages of the people that they work with? Does it vary?
I don't know. I should have asked him.
Sorry,
maybe, or you could have asked him.
Oh,
you're still a bit. I think normally in these cases it's normally 16 to 24, isn't it? But I don't know. As Kevin said, though, there are lots and lots of different programs in the Prince's Trust.
Yeah.
So it's probably, depending on what you're trying to do, could be absolutely anyone, I guess. Because there's lots of different programs, basically.
That's good.
Good. Do you know, I've got a tweet about another competition, and we talked about this last week as well. The lovely folks at Athelbrey, who are a training company, They started a reverse advent calendar.
Oh, yes.
Last week. What they did is they've got a basket, okay? And each day leading up to Christmas, they put one item in the basket, one item of food. At the end, on Christmas Eve, they're going to deliver that basket of food to a food bank. Yeah, and they're asking other people to do the same.
Yeah, it's a really good
idea. So they've sent me a tweet this week that says, Vanilla Ware Business Bunker, can we have a shout-out, please? We're asking people to tweet whether, so you've got to tweet them, and I'll give you their Twitter handle in a minute, whether they should have custard or mince pies should be the seventh item in the reverse box.
Both.
Now, you can only put one item a day. It's only one item a day.
Can you not put them in the bag so they're one item? You've got to have custard with your
mince pies. She's trying to ruin it.
Can you not have half and half a mince pie and a wee bit of custard?
No. See, you lot haven't thought this through, have you? If it was me, what I'd do is I'd put the mince pie in today and the custard in tomorrow.
Mm. Have you got to put each Brussels sprout in one at a time?
Exactly. Even the hungry don't eat Brussels sprouts. Trust me on this. Oh, no, bird does, sorry.
Yeah. Some people love them. Funnily enough, I actually like
Brussels sprouts as well. I'll tell you what, but my recipe for Brussels sprouts is roast Brussels sprouts. Brussels sprouts, mm-hmm. a little bit of olive oil mm-hmm. and some seasoning, roast them
Absolutely
in the oven.
Brilliant,
yeah. Yep. I'll try it. Yeah.
Try them
I'm not convinced, but I'll try it.
No, you're not. Anyway, coming back to Athelbrae.
Yeah, sorry, Athelbrae, carry on.
And their reverse advent basket.
One sprout at a time.
You need to tweet. Don't listen to Amanda Flanders.
Yeah.
Don't listen to Molsom over there. Mince pie or custard, and tweet it to Athelbrae. That's Athelbrae Ltd is their Twitter handle. Custard or mince pie. Get tweeting. Okay. So what you got, Amanda?
I have got one from Chris Hyde from Chameleogenics. See, Chris, I did it. Yeah. Woo! See, he tweeted saying, have a challenge, see if you can say this. And I said it. Thank you very much. I'm not going to say it again.
What was it again?
Chameleogenics.
She got it twice.
Yay.
I'm on a roll. We also have one from Caroline Love, Sea Love Coach. Caroline, I believe, is one of the Metis women.
She is. She's one of my business partners. She's a founder of Metis.
She's a co-founder, isn't she?
Right.
And she's just put far too much hilarity going on the show. We apologise, Michael. We've told you, keep it down, okay?
Yeah. Thank you.
We're professionals here, you know. Takes a lot of training for all this.
Oh, are we?
I did tweet. It's business honest.
It's business.
I was told it was a fun show.
You know what? Do you love your job? Do you love your business? Do you love what you do? Then it's fun.
Yeah, brilliant, excellent.
Cool. We've had a tweet, as always, from the lovely folks at Caring Kent. Who say they absolutely love the Business Bunker show, and we love them too, do we not? And following on from that, Anaya Jeffries, yeah, has tweeted to say, so do we, heart, heart, heart. Oh, there you go.
You've got two big fans now.
Yeah.
Hearts and everything.
I know.
Oh, isn't that so good?
It's good, isn't it? I'm enjoying this.
This is good. We've got one from Juliet Shand, and her Twitter handle is Just Hand.
Hi, Juliet.
Hi, Juliet. Enjoying listening to the show. Once more, it's been a long time. It's been too long. When did you last listen to the show, Juliet?
Yeah, a while. Juliet and her husband, Matt, quite often listen to the catch-up, but she doesn't always listen live because she's on the road a lot.
She's busy.
All driving around the southeast of England. She works in recruitment, and she covers a huge area of southeast of England, right down to your place, right down to Plymouth.
Yeah. Down to Plymouth.
Cool.
Well, hello, Juliet. Thank you for listening today. Mm. So good. Would you like an email?
Yeah, you go for it.
I have got an email here from Kent Invicta Chamber. It's the annual networking Christmas luncheon, which is to be take place on Thursday the 15th of December at Chilston Park. Fantastic venue. It's from 12 to 2:30. So you've got the beautiful venue of Chilston Park. It's a fantastic opportunity to entertain both clients, staff and partners. Come along, network with the Chamber. If you go on to kentinvictachamber.co.uk, you can book on. So that's Thursday the 15th of December, 12 to 2:30, for the annual networking Christmas luncheon.
Fantastic, thank you. I've got an email here from the Business Community Breakfast, and they've got a business breakfast on Thursday the 8th of December, and it says, Dear friends, Well, we had a small but select bunch in November and a really good exchange of news and ideas. Let's do the same on a bigger scale for December. Please join us at the Honourable Pilot, that's in Gillingham, I do believe, at 7:30 a.m. next Thursday, this Thursday, where we can have a festive fry-up.
Oh.
A festive fry-up.
Ooh.
Or the more healthy option, if you wish, which would be roasted Brussels sprouts.
I was going to say, do they not have, they're going to have, like, fried Brussels sprouts as part of the festive fry-up?
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with a fry-up of Brussels sprouts, but a bit of mashed potato, and you've got bubble and squeak, haven't you? Basically. So they're going to have a festive fry-up and chew the cud about business matters and whatever else comes up in the conversation. That's from Colin Brown. You can talk to Colin on the email, colin@businesscommunitybreakfast.co.uk, or go along 7:30 a.m. this Thursday, the 7th of December, at the Honourable Pilot in Gillingham.
Sounds good. I have one here from the Wealden Business Group. It's the Christmas Celebrations Diary. Our sister group, the Tenterton and District Chamber of Commerce, is holding its annual Christmas drinks networking session. It's tonight at 5:30 at the Vine Inn on the High Street in Tenterton. As usual, WBG members are invited to attend. They also have the group's own Christmas dinner to be held at Pestalozzi International. That's on the 14th of December at 7 p.m. And they welcome new members. A warm welcome to the WBG. Welcome to our newest members, Joanne Osborne of Scarlett Financial Services, providing business and individuals with mortgages and insurance, and Jenna Hunter of Hunter Law, offering specialist employment law advice. For further information, visit their website, which is thewealdenbusinessgroup.co.uk.
Cool. I had a very quick tweet for a shout-out from Tenterton Twilight, while we're talking about Tenterton. And Tenterton Twilight is the professional side of their other Twitter handle, which is Tenterton Toilets.
And, of course, you had to mention that.
Yeah, because they do a fabulous job. They're a cleaning company, and they keep the public toilets on Tenterton Rec, Tenterton Toilets, spick and span, and they do a fabulous job.
Well, fantastic.
Do you get that?
Thank you.
There's a pun in there.
Yeah, no, I didn't get it.
Job.
Missed it.
Mm.
No,
which
yeah, straight over there.
Yeah, yeah.
The quiet.
I was heading for the Billy Connolly angle there with our Scots contingent in here. We'd talk about jobbies, but never mind.
Please.
Never mind.
Oh,
every day is a learning day, Paul. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
Every
exactly.
Day is it when you day. Have to explain.
Yeah. Exactly. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Anyway, Tenterton Twilight, the fabulous people in Tenterton, and the fabulous cleaning company, Jobs in Kent. Have 12 days of Christmas. We will give £100 to Kent's most deserving people every day for the next 12 days. All you have to do is tell us which charity deserves £100 each day.
Oh, that's hard. There's so many good charities out
exactly.
there.
Exactly. And to do that, you need to email them with your nomination for a charity. And the email address is 12days, that's 12, the number's 12days, at jobsinkent.com.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Love it.
And they will give £100 each day. So presumably that could be to a different charity each day, depending on, you know, what it's like, or it could be the same charity each day.
Cool.
So email them, tell them why, and they'll donate £100 for the 12 days of Christmas. Do you know what we're going to do now? We're going to talk to our next guest. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker Show for the first time, Mr. Mike Cochran.
Yay.
Thank you, Paul.
Hello.
Thank you, Paul.
Of Focus Management.
Absolutely.
Mike, thank you so much for joining us. Really pleased that you could join us today. Why don't you tell the listener a little, the one that's left, yeah, that's busily trying to find the off button but can't find it. Yeah. Why don't you tell the listener a bit about Mike and a bit about what you do?
Was that the fact that I was coming on that you were saying that they could turn it off or...?
No. It's the same.
I just wanted to double check.
It's the same most weeks, to be fair.
Thanks, Fiona.
Yeah.
Right. I'm Mike Cochran, and I am. My company is Focus Management Business Solutions, and it was formed on the basis that two reasons really. One was to help all the small businesses that I can possibly help who are struggling at this moment in time. Mm-hmm. The carnage at 80% after 5 years of failures was just too much for me to look at. So from a sales and marketing point of view, I can give them help on that. And on the other side, it was really being a company doctor,
right?
Which was to help businesses develop and nurture the key drivers of the business.
Right, okay.
Okay.
In your opinion, Mike, that failure rate of small businesses, is there a consistent theme about why they fail, or is it kind of just all kinds of different reasons?
I think there is a consistent theme. I mean, generally speaking, people come out of the city or they're supported by friends or family. Mm. They've got a really good idea. Mm. They're very passionate about what they're going to do. But unfortunately, they're not really prepared for what they're about to hit. I don't know whether you looked at our website, but on the website, I've got one on challenges and opportunities. Mm. And that really reminds me of what's happening, because people are just hitting a brick wall when they come to the first fence.
Yeah.
And then they lose confidence, and confidence is what the biggest problem is.
It's interesting, isn't it? That group of people that come out of corporate world to start a business, and we're going to talk to one later, but they come out of a corporate world to start a business, not all of them.
Fiona's an exception. You're in the 20%.
Different animal altogether.
Yeah, well, she's Scottish.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Well, we didn't even go there.
But a lot of people come out of a corporate environment with a lot of business and management knowledge gained in a corporate environment and think they're going to set up a business, only to run screamingly up against the fact that running a small business is not even remotely similar to working in a large corporation.
You're absolutely right, Paul. I mean, they've got the infrastructure around about them.
Yeah.
So, you know, when they come out and they've got this passion, they've got this thought, the first thing that happens is they don't plan, or if they do plan, they don't plan very well. Mm. And it takes quite a long time to get traction in a business.
Yeah.
And even if they did get that right, you then start looking at, have they looked at their target audience? Have they got their target audience?
Sure.
Have they done their research? And how do they get to that target audience? Because there's so much noise going on in the background. Which media do we use to actually get to our target?
Yeah.
And even if you get that, you then end up in a situation where they may have actually qualified who their target is, and they may know how to get to it, but then they don't know how to sell. Mm. Sales and marketing has changed so much.
Yeah, absolutely.
Over the last few years.
Absolutely.
So instead of shouting out and saying, you know, we're the greatest, as often they do, we've got to do things a little bit better.
It's interesting. I unfairly call that the florist syndrome. And the reason I do that, it has nothing to do with florists really, is, as you know, I operate as an angel investor from time to time. Mm. And a few years ago now, somebody approached me and wanted me to give them 50,000 of my pounds, because they wanted to establish a florist business in a town in Kent. And my first question was, how come there's no florists in your town? And they went, oh, there is. There's about four. So I said, why do you need another one? And they went, well, because I'm a florist. And I said, and why that town? Well, because I live there. But that's not market research. That's just you're a florist and you live in this particular town, so you want to open a florist shop there, but there's already four. Why do you need another one, and how are you going to differentiate yourself? You know, what's missing? And they didn't. So that syndrome of people starting businesses because it's something that they want to do where they want to do it is not conducive to actually researching and setting up a business based on any kind of reality.
And then they've got to set themselves out from the rest.
Yeah.
So they've got to have a clear message as to what sets them out from the rest.
Yeah.
And invariably, they don't do that.
Sure, absolutely. So from your point of view, Mike, and from Focus Management's point of view, you acquire someone that you're going to help. At what stage do you normally get these people? Is it when they've had a go and are failing, or do you get approached right up front? Are more people coming to you before they've even started and say, look, help, get me started?
No, I think with things like Grow Kent, etc., it's actually going to help enormously.
Yeah.
Because I think if you're running your business, as I've run mine, as you've run yours, you're quite proud of what you can do.
Sure.
And you probably don't ask for help when you should ask for help. Mm. And invariably, they leave it too late.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? Yeah.
So when is the right time to ask for help? Or are they better to have the advice first or see how they get on? And I know it's not see how you get on, but it's like when you're running a business, you come across so many things that you have to learn.
Absolutely.
It's knowing where is it, like, I've got this business idea, I want to do this business, I'm going to get some advice for somebody first, or is it better for them to do what they know to do and then get help along the way? Obviously not too late when they're about to crash and burn completely, but, you know, when do they need to learn a bit about the business first before they ask for help, because then they know what help to ask for?
That's a good question.
Knowing what help to ask for sometimes is a part of the problem, isn't it?
Yeah, you don't know what you need to know. And it's the old Donald Rumsfeld thing,
isn't
it?
There's known unknowns
and unknown unknowns and known unknowns.
You don't know what you don't know.
You're absolutely right. But personally, I would say the first time you're going to hit that sort of doubting Thomas bit, if you get a gremlin, something goes wrong and this little thing is buzzing about in your head, and all your family and your friends are saying, you know, are you sure you should be doing this? Because you're taking a big leap. Maybe you've made a mistake. And they start to get doubts. And at that point, what I'm saying is they need support.
Yeah.
What I've done over the last 6 months is to look at something that I can get, which is affordable, which they can use, which will give them step bites as to what they should be doing. So I'm giving them all the tools to actually be successful. And I'll help them implement that, if in fact they want help to implement it. But they can do it themselves if they want.
Yeah, that's good.
But the biggest problem, as you know, Paul, is, you know, information without application.
Absolutely.
It's a complete waste of time.
Absolutely.
And I went to one of the shows in Kent this year, and I was sitting next to somebody, and he said he'd been at Folkestone. And I just said, you know, it's a fantastic audience, and we've got some really good guest speakers here today. And... He said, I've been at Folkestone. I said, oh, brilliant. How did it go? He said, it was great. I said, did you learn anything? He said, yeah. He said, I learned a lot. I said, brilliant. I said, what have you actioned? And he looked at me and went, well, nothing. Mm. And I went, well, was there much point in going there then?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It is the single biggest issue, isn't it? And at Grow Kent, which is, for those that didn't come, shame on you.
I was there. Sarah didn't go.
It was fabulous.
Bird didn't go. She was here.
Bird didn't go because she was actually doing a radio show on that day. Bird does the conversation. But it was the first show of its kind, and there were some fabulous speakers there. And I think just about every speaker made the same point that you did, Mike, that said, look, I've told you all this stuff, but nothing's going to happen unless you do something.
Right.
And it's the perennial problem, isn't it, that... in business, whether you're running your own business or working for somebody else, you have your own set of comfort talents, if you like, things that you know how to do and that you're comfortable doing. And people are just very uncomfortable about stepping outside of that. But when you run your own business, you have to. You know, so many people, for instance, especially in the UK, because it's a kind of our cultural trait, we don't like selling. You know, it's, you know... Well, we're very all polite and everything.
Too polite.
If it's okay with you, I know I'm quite expensive, but I'm really good, really, you know, type of selling that we do, if we do anything at all. And a lot of people that go into business for the first time, especially with sales and to some extent marketing, shy away from it because it's not part of their comfort zone.
They have a lot of cups of coffee.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Can I buy you coffee? Yeah. I get that all the time. I get hundreds of emails on LinkedIn saying, I'd love to buy you coffee. And I go, I'm not buying anything. And I go, no, I just wanted to buy a cup of coffee. Really? Okay.
But as you know, Paul, it's, as I said, sales and marketing's completely changed.
Absolutely, it has.
It's a much softer sale, I would say now than it's ever been.
Absolutely, I still in my businesses get cold calls, and they just make me laugh. If I've got a bit of time to kill, I'll go, excuse me a minute, you just cold called me, and I go, yeah, and I go, you don't want to do that. That's never going to work, not in a million years. Cold calling is dead. It's, you know, you just won't sell anything cold calling any longer. It's not how sales is done.
No.
Well, why do I get so many phone calls at home then? Telling me I need to clean my oven or get my blinds done.
Because people don't learn. People don't look. You know, it's exactly as Mike was saying. You know, it does. You can go to a conference and a million sales and marketing people will go, don't do that anymore. It doesn't work. Mm. It just annoys people. Yeah?
It does annoy people.
It just annoys hugely. People, and it's negative marketing. Yeah. Mm. The only way that any of those people are going to sell anything is if they badger you into it.
Mm.
And you're never going to become a lifetime customer of someone that's bad. Even if you part with money and you go, they come and clean your oven or whatever it is they were trying to do, you'll never use them again because they were aggressive and horrible and you just don't like it.
Well, by the way, if anybody does want to come and clean my oven for no money,
it needs cleaning. Yeah,
it always needs cleaning.
I'll give you a phone number in a bit, and you can all call.
And there's a government health warning at the same time. But no, that is one side of what I do, Paul. The other side, the other side is being company doctors. So that is more so in London, and it's more so with companies that are needing. I would say it'd be fair to say to. Nurture and develop their key drivers, and if you're looking at the key drivers, you're talking about planning, you're talking about people, you're talking about products, promotion, process.
I'm fascinated by the term as a company doctor because for me, a doctor is someone that puts something right when it's gone wrong, or you know, identifies something like that. So, is a lot of that company doctrine about turnarounds, companies that are starting to you know struggle and turn around?
It can, obviously, it can be turnarounds, but it's not necessarily down to turnarounds. Turnarounds, obviously, are more specialised. But most businesses lose their way a bit because we get complacent.
Absolutely, we do.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's changing all the time. It's evolving all the time. So, you know, mindset, talking about planning, where you've been... They forget that the their products and their services that they've offered, which were great for the last few years, right, are no longer what their clients or customers want. Mm. Or they don't understand that if they asked their clients if they wanted something extra, we could actually provide it. Mm. So, you know, it's just keeping them on their toes, I think.
Absolutely. It's a bit like the old analogy that people used to have about a frog in water.
Yeah,
you put a frog in a pan of cold water and
bring it to the boil
and the frog doesn't notice. I think that's a myth.
Gently.
But yeah. But
don't try that at home.
Oh,
no.
okay, kids.
let's
boil a frog.
We take no responsibility for anything that happens after the show.
Frog related. Cats. Yeah, yeah.
But the most important thing, I think, and I'm very passionate about this, is people. So from my point of view, the organisation needs to learn very quickly that people are a very, very important asset in their business and they have to interact and engage with them.
Absolutely.
And they have to interact and engage with their clients. And it's amazing how much productivity and efficiency can be affected by the fact that I come to work because I want to come to work rather than, oh my Lord, I'm going to have to go to work this morning. Yeah?
Yeah.
So it's trying to get that into the companies that I work with.
Yeah, okay, cool. Absolutely, and you are right. Everything's about people. It's about building relationships. It's about listening to what's going on around you.
Right, communication.
Because things change so quickly now as well. You know, I was talking to some people yesterday about the rapid change in all kinds of things, and change has always been endemic. But in previous generations, it was much slower. And now the pace of change has really picked up. I run digital businesses. I started my primary business 19 years ago. It was incredibly new and so new and unusual that nobody even knew what it was. And it took me 4 years to make my first sale because I was explaining. And now just 19 years later, a very short pace of time, it's old hat. And people are coming along now and starting to compete with us at different levels. So we have to keep on top of that and try to understand that we're not new anymore and we're not, you know, leading edge. And you have to adapt to that.
I keep on saying to people, if you can't dance and don't take this personally, get off the dance floor.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's very harsh but very true.
Yeah.
Well, you have to embrace positive change.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And I mean, I'm doing that already here today.
Exactly.
As you said, you know, I've gone straight onto the Twitter job.
Twitter thing.
Yeah.
That's it now. We've got him started.
Absolutely. Mike, I wanted to just mention something else as well, because we heard from Kevin earlier I understand you're a volunteer as well with Prince's Trust.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Which is purely a coincidence because I hadn't really realised that when I got coming on.
Don't tell them that. The show is
it's
very
planned.
Well planned.
It was planned. It was planned. It was planned and produced. Yeah.
Seamless.
I was sure it was planned when I saw Kevin's name there.
So tell us a little bit about your work with Prince's Trust. What do you actually do?
As Kevin actually said, we help. We help people who have probably not been as privileged as what we have been.
Right.
They're needing a little bit of help and direction to get them on their journey.
Right.
To where they now want to go.
Okay.
I think as Kevin said, I've had the wow moment where you see somebody who has been struggling a bit to get to where he wants to get to, and you've given him the tools to give him the confidence, because I keep on saying it's all to do with confidence.
Absolutely.
In business, it's all to do with confidence. It's all to do with communication. We need to believe. It's all to do with mindset. We need to believe that we are who we are and what we can be.
Absolutely. You know? Yeah, absolutely. And especially amongst young people, you know, I'm not involved with Prince's Trust, but I do other things involved in schools and colleges and stuff like that. And we've got some incredibly talented young people out there, but, you know, quite often I don't realise it. And in fact, I have a little bit of a rant now. A lot of our educational establishments spend most of their time trying to stop people displaying their talents rather than help them, you know, by stopping them doing things like moaning about using mobile phones. For crying out loud, it's the 21st century. Every person in the world, even the poor, they're in Africa. There's a population of 1 billion people, and there are 800 million mobile phones. Everyone in the world has a mobile phone. In fact, more people have mobile phones than have access to clean water and electricity.
Yeah,
and then our schools keep going, oh, you shouldn't use your mobile phone. Really? Really? You know, next you'll be telling me not to use a pen and paper. I totally get where you're coming from with that in terms of supporting young people and getting them to realise that they have got talent and they should be confident in what they know and what they can do, because they are, you know, they're really talented. We've got lots of really talented young people here, and we need to get them into the world of work and to feel good about the world of work. So I applaud you and your co-volunteers for the work you do, Mike.
Thanks.
It's really important stuff.
Thank you.
We could talk about this forever. Sadly, we're running out of time again. Give us a shout out for your website so that people can find out more about Focus Management and what Mike Cochrane does.
Yeah, well, we've got Focus Management Business Solutions, and we've got Focus Business Online. We've also got Focus Business Startup Academy. So we've got the online academy, and we've got the startup academy.
Fantastic.
Okay.
So do check that out. There is a link to it on the Kent Business Radio website. And you could also follow Mike on the Twitter.
Yeah, you follow him.
Let's all do that.
Definitely engage.
I'm really excited.
10 minutes to log in, I think he definitely needs more practice.
Yeah.
I need to get the app. Yeah, what are you talking about?
Because Mike only signed up to Twitter yesterday. So do give him a follow. It's Focus_Kent is his Twitter handle. So do give him a follow. Show the love. Welcome him into the Twitter family here in the business community.
You realise what you've done now, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Mike, you're going to be inundated with pictures of pussycats and bunnies and cakes and all kinds of, and fruits.
Pictures on the radio.
Yeah, exactly.
I've got all that to look forward to.
Absolutely.
That's great.
Yeah.
Super.
Mike, thank you so much for that.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you for being with us on the Business Bunker Show. Do stay with us for the rest of the show. We're almost at the halfway point. I think we could probably do one more. I'll leave it up to you, Amanda, a tweet or an email. I don't mind which.
You know what? I'm going to do a tweet because we had a tweet from the lovely Lisa Settle from Tailcare. Hi, Lisa. And she's just said, can you please read out the... I've lost it now. So go on. The reminder of the Twitter handle for the custard and mince pie question.
Oh, yes. Athelbrae Limited. Athelbrae Limited. Athelbrae Limited.
He did that without reading it as well. Well done.
I know.
And
you got to tweet them either mince pie or custard.
Custard.
So tell us what you're going for, Lisa. We'd like to hear.
Yes. I would be custard because I don't like mince pies.
Okay. There you go.
Custard.
I've had a tweet from Anthony Jones, who is AJ Photo Info on the Twitter. And he says, Vanilla Web, is it too early to mention the C word?
Excuse me, it's December. Of course not.
It all depends which sea.
Well, it does. I kept it clean. I kept it right. And off he goes.
Yeah, yeah.
Off he goes.
I don't think he can help himself.
And he says, can I have a business bunker shout out, please? And he's saying, give photography. So he's kind of saying, why not give that as a present, a photo shoot?
That's
which
really
is a really good idea,
idea,
isn't it? Yeah.
Family photo shoots.
And he doesn't say so in this. He's put a really nice photo of a Christmas tree as well on his tweet. And he doesn't say this in his tweet, but he did tweet me a few days ago. He's very new to the island. He's out in Sheerness. And he wants to know if anybody knows of any business networking groups in Sheerness and the island. So if you're involved in any of those, do give him a tweet and let him know about it, because he'd like to do some more business networking. But, do you know, we're at the half point in the show.
Already?
Yeah. Yay. It's time for some more cheesy tunage and stuff like that.
Have you got Christmas songs now?
No, not yet. Oh. Next week.
Yeah, but it's December.
Next week, it's Fairy Tale of New York week. That's when we start with the Pogues, and then it goes downhill from there.
All right.
Yeah. So, anyway, here we go.